Slowly, their glowing red eyes fixed on Vestara. The Sith hounds sat, obedient, but only for this moment. Their tongues lolled, dripping, and their pseudo-wings flexed and strained. Vestara continued to speak to them in the strange language.
Ha niola yud masorki, tauna, kahura, loshu.
They listened, ears pricked forward, even as their baleful eyes flickered from her to fasten hungrily and hatefully upon the Jedi. When she had finished saying whatever it was she was saying, they grew highly agitated. Then, to Ben's astonishment, the Tukata pack cringed back, as if expecting a blow. Vestara again spoke, still more firmly, more challengingly, projecting her strength in the Force.
Naha'ur Sukahat! Sukaharu'at!
The dogs, for such they looked like now, if huge and impossibly dangerous, positively prostrated themselves, whimpering and shaking. Vestara paused for a moment, and then said something in a calmer, kinder voice.
Yasemats, shukor hu'an.
The Tukata leapt up and pranced around her, fawning on her, and then turned as one and raced off. Vestara lowered her hand, and Ben saw that despite her assertive stance, that hand was trembling slightly.
What did you do?
He asked, stunned.
I talked to them,
she said. With a barely visible effort, she calmed herself, and her hand ceased to shake.
Jaina said earlier that the Tukata understood the Sith language. They exist to serve and protect the Sith. So, I told them to lead them to us if there were any here.
She met his gaze.
There are no Sith on Korriban.
And we're supposed to believe that?
Jaina snorted.
And how very convenient that you just happened to speak the ancient Sith language.
The ship that brought my ancestors to Kesh is more than 5,000 years old,
Vestara said.
The old tongue was preserved and passed down. Not everyone on Kesh knows it, but those who are apprentices and higher do. It was part of our training.
Jaina looked a bit nonplussed.
Well, you could have told us this before.
Vestara smiled, a cold little smile that Ben didn't like.
Why should I?
Was all she said. Anxious to avoid an argument, Ben said,
How do you know there aren't any Sith here?
They didn't talk back to you, did they?
Vestara turned to him, the coldness dissolving as she spoke.
No, not with words. But you saw their reactions. I told them to find the Sith that were on this world, and they cowered. They were upset because they couldn't please me, because there is no one for them to lead me to.
It seemed believable. Hideous and alarming and violent as they were, the Tukata were, in the end, canines of a sort, and canine body language seemed to be universal. They had indeed cowered, seeming to beg forgiveness, a proper display for disappointing their master. Jaina seemed about to retort, but Luke said unexpectedly,
I agree.
Ben looked at his dad, astonished. Even Vestara seemed surprised.
You do? Why?
Their presences in the Force reflected their obsequious body language. Whatever it was you asked them, they couldn't do it or give it to you.
Ben's pleasure faded a little. So his dad was implying that Vestara was lying about what she had told the Tukata. He supposed he should have known. It also corroborates the evidence, or lack thereof, that we've seen so far. There's nothing here to indicate that anyone's been here for years. Two, I believe that I could distinguish human and Kashyyyk Force essences from the general miasma of dark side energy. He shook his head.
No, they're not here.
So it's another dead end,
Ben muttered.
Oh, cheer up, Ben,
Vestara said, her eyes twinkling.
Think of all the other places we're going to get to explore.
Ben gave her an extremely dirty look.
Fortunately, we're not the only ones searching, Luke said. Once we're away from here, I'll contact the other vessels and see if they've discovered anything.
Then let's go, said Jaina. I'm anxious to be on to the next one. I'm tired of playing hide and seek.